Okay, my research in the simplest terms is looking at entry modes of foreign companies entering Ukraine. It's an international marketing topic. The reason I'm looking at entry modes is after selecting which market a company would like to enter, a foreign market it would like to enter, the next choice is usually how do I enter that market, and that's known as an entry mode. And entry modes can range from simple things like exporting to much higher involvement, such as putting equity into a foreign country, building a factory, for example, setting up a wholly owned subsidiary. The reason I selected Ukraine, is a country that's been understudied, and it was a part of the former Soviet Union. With the collapse of the Soviet Union, it was seen as a country that was going to be do quite well economically. That unfortunately has not been the case. It has been underperforming relative to its potential. And my research is trying to examine why, partly why is it underperforming, and partly what drives companies to enter the market in certain ways. So for example, it's not surprising that Russian companies, being very close, enter the market by buying up Ukrainian companies, whereas perhaps a company, say, in the United Kingdom, which is quite culturally dissimilar, is probably more likely to export to Ukraine. And trying to understand the reasons for that, for the selection of the entry mode, and what influences it. Well, the key outcome is hopefully, as a result of this research, perhaps give some suggestions to both policymakers and business people as to what are the things that they could do to be more successful in dealing with issues in Ukraine and trying to succeed in their endeavours to be profitable companies, for example, and also for the Ukrainian government to determine what can we do to improve the business climate in Ukraine so that it makes it more attractive for foreign companies to come in and perhaps invest at a higher level. Well, hopefully it gives business people some practical guidance as to how to deal with a particular market that is perhaps not the easiest market to enter, and gives them practical guidance and a way to cope with a market that is seen as having high levels of corruption, high levels of regulation and so on. And hopefully it's a way for them to deal with not just entering Ukraine, but perhaps other more difficult emerging markets, which are generally becoming more and more attractive as developed markets are full of consumer goods. Companies look elsewhere, especially foreign Western companies are looking elsewhere to develop their markets.